With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Situation in the Korean Peninsula is rapidly deteriorating. South Korea has detected the North firing several short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea early Wednesday morning. It is the second straight day the Communist North has been launching missiles. Officials in Tehran backing down and have now accepted a two-week ceasefire, claiming it will negotiate with the U.S. That starts on Friday. Gunmen have attacked a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul, sparking a firefight that left one assailant dead. Two police officers have been wounded. Republican Clay Fuller has won Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. His special election win Tuesday bolsters a slim GOP majority. Vice President J.D. Vance in Hungary to support Prime Minister Viktor Orban's campaign ahead of a pivotal election on Sunday. Orban, a power since 2010, is facing a tough race against the candidate Peter Magyar. President Trump had asked him to call during an election rally in Budapest for Orban.
You are on with about 5,000 Hungarian patriots, and I think they love you even more than they love Viktor Orban.
I love Hungary, and I love that Viktor. I'll tell you, he's a fantastic man. We've had a tremendous relationship. He's kept your country good. He's kept Hungarian people in your country, and he's done a fantastic job.
Travelers will soon face restrictions on how many portable chargers they can carry on a flight as airlines continue to try to reduce the number of lithium battery fires on board. Southwest says only one charger per person on the plane. This is SRN News. Well, views on morality have a lot to do with age. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with that story.
A new study from the Pew Research Center finds that young Americans and old Americans see right and wrong very differently. For instance, on the question of viewing pornography, less than half of young people think that's morally wrong, while over two-thirds of seniors do. When it comes to homosexuality, 30% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that lifestyle is immoral, versus 46% of people who are 65 and up. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hezbollah's fight with Israel displacing Christians in Lebanon. Thousands of them now find themselves far from their ancestral churches, where Christians have maintained a strong presence through the centuries of Arab and Ottoman conquest, as well as plenty of 20th century crises. Believers estimate make up about a third of Lebanon's population. This is SRN News. We now know more about what may have caused a fatal brain disease for a key member of the Chicago Bears from 40 years ago.
Hall of Fame defensive lineman Steve McMichael has been diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. It comes a year after he died at age 67. His wife says before passing, McMichael pledged his brain to research to help understand the link between CTE and ALS. That's a fatal neurological disease that destroys motor nerve cells. CTE has been found in athletes in contact sports, combat veterans, and others exposed to repetitive head trauma. It can only be diagnosed after death. Bob Agner reporting.
Asian shares surging as oil prices plunge after the U.S. and Iran agreed to that two-week ceasefire. Benchmarks rising Wednesday trading in Japan, Australia, South Korea, and China. More details at srnnews.com.